For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It might have taken a solar eclipse to stop Zach Edey. He is a walking solar eclipse. I think he could block out the sun. Brian Geisinger is our Mr. Basketball. He joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Don't you think State did a good job on Edey, certainly in the second half?
Yeah, I thought they did. I mean, like, he's obviously a lot to deal with, and it generally requires more than just one guy. It's not just like, you know, push button, get result. You need an entire team to do it. It requires multiple guys, and, you know, both maybe to, you know, stop him before right. the shot or to force a turnover, and then on the offensive glass, and then, like, rotating around if you're going to double team and he's going to pass out and all of a sudden you're in rotation. Like, it's a real challenge. In a lot of ways, he is sort of like the archetypal, you know, difficult to stop college center, right? Just the size, the offensive rebounding. It's like, it's crazy this guy didn't end up at like UNC or something. Like, he's just like, he's just seems so built right. for one of those like brute offenses. And Purdue has designed it really well around him with all their shooting and spacing. But I thought State's game plan, I thought their game plan was good. I love some of the dig downs and the double teams that they had on Edey. I thought those were well timed, well executed. I loved them putting pressure on Braden Smith,
yep.
who had a bad game. That to me was sort of like low. If you scouted enough Purdue this year, it was sort of like an obvious starting place. It was like, well, can we try to keep the ball out of Edey's hands by just like getting this guy to cough it up? And during the broadcast, they kept saying like, oh, Braden Smith usually doesn't make these kinds of turnovers. Like, he's kind of a high turnover player, honestly. And I just like that State put guys like Jane Taylor on him with athleticism and length to bother him. So I thought State's game plan was pretty good. Like, they were a little, deck was stacked against them. And then, you know, you lose O'Connell a couple minutes into the game and it's just like, you know, maybe wasn't going to be in the cards that night because they needed a lot of stuff to kind of cut in their favor to really, like, give themselves, you know, the equity to sort of, you know, pull off an upset potentially.
We'll get back to Michael O'Connell here in a second. But I want to go even a little bit further on how they defended, because as you're watching Zach Edey, if he catches the ball where he doesn't have to put the ball on the floor, if he can just turn and shoot, you're done. You can't stop it. He can't.
Yeah.
DJ Burns, for all of his size, looked like Zach Edey's little brother. I mean, he's probably, what, 6, maybe 7 inches shorter than Zach Edey, probably? He just.
Sure.
So Edey just shoots over him. He didn't. If he catches the ball and he's close enough to the block, it's done. You can't stop it. He has to miss. And he will miss occasionally. But I thought what State really did in the second half was they extended their defense to the perimeter a little bit better, mm-hmm. which brought Edey away further away from the basket to catch the entry pass, which meant that he had to put the ball on the floor a little bit more.
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. You have a 401k, but you're changing jobs. You're taking that 401k with you. Next step.
Well, a lot of people leave it behind, which is not a good thing. I mean, if you're not at the company anymore, your 401k shouldn't either. That's when it's time for my 401k survival
look
box
at that.
Set. You see it right here. I've got workbooks, guidebooks, DVDs in here that explain everything about your 401k. More importantly, how to build a lifetime income. It's a $300 value. I'm also going to give you a total retirement plan, which is a $1,000 value for the next 18 of you who call right now. No cost or obligation.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Mm-hmm. And once that happened, swarms came.
Yes.
And they kept knocking the ball away. So every time he put the ball on the deck, I'm not sure they didn't either get a deflection, force a turnover. It disrupted Purdue in the second half. I thought they defended great.
Yeah, and you got to remember, like, on the flip side, too, it means if you do that, it's less room, there's less space you have to then cover. Like, obviously, like, it pushes him further away, which means, I mean, he's got a good hook shot, but it means, yeah, you know, that's not as good as a dunk or a layup. It means it's more likely he's got to put the ball on the floor, which he basically never does. Like, he almost never dribbles, you know? Like, his post-ups, as we've discussed, Gold, they don't look like the DJ Burns post-up, right? They're like, you know, high-low, steal in the lane, get a layup. You know, it's not, you know, back down from 18 feet and, you know, spray out the shooters and the double team comes usually. But also it means that if he's catching the ball further out and you're coming with the double team from the guards, you're digging down, that type of stuff, it's less room for them to have to then get back out to the three-point arc when he passes out, right? Like, again, State's game plan was good. It was well executed. Like, it just sort of, like, the offense couldn't quite get out of the mud. They probably needed, like, one or two more bodies. And then, I mean, obviously, like, Edie makes it tough on the flip side with how they're able to, like, deploy him defensively and sort of, like, protect him and then use him to protect the basket. And that way he can also sort of, like, use the energy for the glass and for offense. So, like, again, Matt Painter's really built this, like, machine around him. And it's a lot to deal with. But, like, I thought State, I mean, the score didn't look great maybe at times, but, like, I didn't think they were, like, out of their depth. And, like, I just think, again, throughout this entire postseason run, State definitely had some magic on their side. State definitely had, like, great individual performances from basically everyone at certain times. I also thought, like, Kevin Keith and the staff were, like, dealing, too. Like, I thought they just had, like, stuff cooked up and ready to go for different types of opponents, right, different types of environments.
I loved everything about what they did. I really did. I was impressed. They just couldn't make shots. And maybe that comes back to Michael O'Connell, but they had a ton of shots. Seemed like DJ Horton was the only guy really making baskets for them throughout the game. Was it as simple as that? Because I didn't think Purdue's perimeter defense was anything special.
No, perimeter's defense is pretty, I mean, you don't think it's special to see Fletcher Lawyer flop 20 times throughout the game. Just a beautiful ode to Cormac Ryan. I thought that was just a masterpiece by Fletcher Lawyer. Really, really good stuff. But no, I mean, I think Purdue's, like, they've got a lot of, like, good shooters on the perimeter rim. And I like Lance Jones as sort of like the one guy that's got some, like, north-south zip offensively for them. And he had some big shots for them, you know, from deep in this game too. But, like, they're pretty average athletically and size-wise, you know what I mean, in terms of, like, perimeter defenders. And it's really, the small four power forwards for them, the Cameron Hyde, the Mason Gillis, that's when they've actually got some, like, size and athleticism that they can throw at you. But most of the ones and twos, like, it is what it is. I think, the two best passers on State's roster are DJ Burns and Michael O'Connell. And that's not just because of the assist numbers. That's like, you know, those guys are 1 and 2 on assist rate for the team. If you watch State play, you know how important O'Connell's passes are in transition.
Right.
On the secondary break, we talked about this all season. And, like, he's a good passer, you know, in the half court for them, too. And I do think they missed that. Okay, not great shooter. Who knows? Maybe he would have had a role in that night. You never know, and you never know, because you guys the court monster out there, and it just, you know, unfortunately could only play 11 minutes, and he was compromised for most of those, which is, it's really unfortunate, because he had a great season and a great postseason, and it does sort of circle back. But I remember the first time I came on your show this season, back in November, we were talking about State, and my concern was the lack of, like, half-court creation, and how reliant they were going to be on Burns to force a double team, which Purdue didn't really have to do. And then DJ Horn stepped up and became a big time player for them, but just they never quite had another, like, reliable shot maker in the guard room. Guys would perk up, you know, Morstel had some good games, Jane Taylor had some good games. Jane Taylor played well actually against Purdue. You know, Connell obviously hit some big shots. They kind of needed, you know, bring them past, stepped up and had some minutes for them in the Final Four, so, like, salute him. But, you know, they just didn't have the one other guy, you know, that could reliably, like, you know, hit off the dribble, you know, get to the rim. I thought Horney did a really nice job cutting, moving without the ball in this postseason run for State, too. So, but, yeah, they were, you know, probably, again, like, just missing, like, a little bit more shot creation, you know, in the guard room.
All right, one more thing. Mo Diarra didn't have his best offensive game. He had opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
thoughts on where he is in his development as a player?
Yeah, I mean, and look, I wrote about this and talked about this before the game. I didn't think they'd open with Zach Edey on DJ Burns. I thought they would do Trey Kaufman-Wren on Burns and then have Edey sink in the paint and then just, like, try to, like, challenge Kiara to make spot-up threes, which is something he can do, but, like, you'll probably live with that,
right?
You know? And
for the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Because, like, yes, looks could make them. It, for me, it kind of felt like that was sort of like one of the key battlegrounds. I think I wrote about this to keep an eye on. Like, if Louis Deonard hits like two or three threes, like, is that enough to swing? Is that enough to get Purdue to change up the matchups? And then all of a sudden, if you can get Edey guarding Burns, and Burns can drive him away to the mid post, and then all of a sudden you can open up cutters going to the rim, like that kind of stuff. And it just never happened. As far as like development of Deonard, like, the guy had an amazing season. And, like, he was basically a superhero for them the last 3 weeks. And given you know, his observance of Ramadan and how he's being the sports science, you know, sports medicine team around state, have been able to manage that just brilliantly. And just unbelievable credit to him for doing that. It was really courageous and commendable stuff from him. He was playing off. If you were watching State in December, you knew this guy like was a beast defensively.
Yep,
and could really, you know, do stuff on the glass. So like, he's awesome already. If he could somehow become like a high, you know, 30s catch and shoot, high 30s%, you know, catch and shoot 3-point guy, and all of a sudden you can spot up, you can do more pick and pop stuff with him. Like, you can kind of do it already. It's one thing to be a regular season game, you know, on a Saturday afternoon in Conte Forum against Boston College. You know what I mean? It's another thing when all of a sudden you're going up against, like, the cold, dark machinery of Purdue, who is going to game plan around you. You know what I mean? But he's a phenomenal player. Like, he's on his way. I mean, like, if he ends up in the NBA at some point or not, he's going to get a look. And if not, he's going to go to Europe and have a phenomenal professional career there, too. Like, he's a big, big-time player, and I love covering him this season.
Yeah, he is a super fun player to watch play, too. I hope he gets, like, enough NIL money to not be tempted to leave NC State.
But that's the thing, though. He's from France, so he can't get NIL money in America.
Oh, that's right.
I know, it's stupid. It's a very dumb, bad rule. But
it is a bad rule.
Some, I don't know, we need some.
Can he get French NIL money?
Yeah, he can. So we need someone to step up. If there's some
a wine. We need a friend, like Moet Chandon. Right?
Perfect.
Maybe
Perfect.
They could do that.
Perfect. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Down. Well, cheese, maybe. I don't know. Whatever it takes, you know?
Camembert. I don't know. I'm just the Tour de France can hire him. Brian Geisinger.
He's an awesome cyclist. You know he would be.
I bet he's been on a bike before.
I bet so, too.
Brian Geisinger, our Mr. Basketball. You know we're not done with you. Appreciate your time. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, can I just say real quickly?
Sure.
Just a big salute to Kevin Keats of NC State. This run, I know it's been said countless times, it should be said countless more times. This was awesome to watch. This has been like one of the most fun things I've ever had as a like covering a team. And I really needed a boost the last couple of weeks. And getting to watch this team play was a lot of fun. So it was felt, you know, my little office watching this team with the sound off.
Very nice.
It was really a joy, and it gave me a charge, you know, kind of when I needed it. So I would just like to say salute to them. It will never be forgotten, at least in my head.
Well, that is well said. I'll talk to you very soon, my friend. I appreciate it.
Yeah, take care, guys.
You got it. At @bgeis_bird, Brian Geisinger, our Mr. Basketball.
Are you ready to buy or sell your home? The Jim Allen Group is a nationally recognized and award-winning real estate team in the Triangle, dedicated to providing exceptional service to meet your needs. With the latest insights and expert market knowledge, they'll make your home buying and selling journey as smooth as possible. Don't wait. Head over to jimallen.com and start your next move today. That's jimallen.com. The Jim Allen Group, your partner in real estate.